It's Friday, and we welcome you to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. And we're here to tell you how the Philadelphia Eagles will win on Sunday against the New York Jets and shock the world. Why not?
I'm not going to say shock of the world. You think it's shock the world at this point?
I think not a whole lot of people out there think the Eagles are going to win this game.
I understand the Jets are 2-0, and they played very well to this point in this season, a very efficient offense, even though I still think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a little erratic at quarterback. They have a foundation running game with Chris Ivory that will test the Eagles' run defense. And the Jets' defense, look, it's been amazing to this point. They lead the league in points allowed, total turnovers produced. But to me, this is the week where the offensive line must step up. Sam Bradford has to be ready for the blitzes that are coming his way. This is a coming-of-age game for this Eagles team. To me, it's not shock the world.
Well, it's not to us, but it is to the people out there, is what I'm saying. Fair. Not a whole lot of people think the Eagles are going to win this game, but we do, and we're going to tell you why. First things first, though, we're going to send you out to Alex Smith, give you the latest as we give you our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles have hit the road and are practicing today at Monmouth University in New Jersey as they get set to take on the Jets on Sunday. But before we head into Sunday's action, let's take a look back at some of the best clips of the week from the NovaCare Complex, including how Chip Kelly and the Eagles players in the locker room are preparing to face a talented Jets defense.
I think they're sound at every level, Sal. You know, they've got an outstanding secondary, you know, with Cromartie and Revis and Gilchrist.
Yeah, they have 10 turnovers through the first two games, so obviously ball security is going to be a huge thing for us.
They have very good personnel, so as well as a great defensive coordinator. So we have our hands full this week.
You know, I think one of the strengths of their defense is they're multiple, you know, especially on third down. They give you a bunch of different looks.
While a lot of the attention has been placed on the Jets' defense, and rightfully so considering that they've given up a league-best 8.5 points per game on average in their first two contests, the Jets' offense is also another tough task for the Eagles, including defending wide receiver Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker.
I mean, you know, he's a big physical receiver. You know, he's got the speed to stretch the field, catches the ball well.
Give a little bit more attention to his side. Your mans have to give a little bit more body help of two guys on him instead of one.
But he also catches the ball well across the middle, so he'll take those slants and turn them, you know, it's a five-yard catch, he'll turn into 15.
He's a big run-after-catch guy, more than you think. I mean, he's such a big, strong guy. He muscles up, makes a catch, and then he's a tough tackle. He is absolutely their primary weapon in this offense in the passing game.
We also heard from Jets superstar cornerback Darrelle Revis on what it's meant to him to rejoin this Jets secondary and the task that they face in defending this Eagles offense.
Creating turnovers. You know, the past two games we've had 10 turnovers in the past two games, and you know, that's one of our core characteristics is creating turnovers. And you know, the first 2 weeks has been you know, awesome for us in that department, but you know, the biggest challenge is you know, their fast-paced offense. You know, that's something that comes from you know, Chip Kelly and his coaching philosophy. And but for what we have seen is a little bit of their passing game, a little bit of the run game.
For all the latest Eagles news, be sure to stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and don't forget to tune into our kickoff show on Sunday at 12:30.
Thank you so much, Alex. A bit later in the show, we give you some statistical breakdown of the Eagles and the Jets. And Chris and I both offer two matchups you might want to pay attention to on Sunday. But first things first, a rookie is making his way up the depth chart. Injuries, of course, have played a factor with the Eagles linebackers.
It might be baptism under fire for rookie linebacker Jordan Hicks this Sunday against the New York Jets. So first, we're going to put him into the kettle cooker, so to speak. It's Lay's Kettle Cook presents Crunch Time, coming up next on Eagles 360.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You know, you just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call.
So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
One day, a rider made a decision.
I'm ready.
The decision to ride on and save money. He decided to save money by switching his motorcycle insurance to Geico. There's no shame in saving money. Ride on. Ride proud. Geico Motorcycle. Great rates for great rides.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. And my special guest is third-round draft pick Jordan Hicks from the University of Texas. Thrown into the fire last week, you recorded your first sack against Tony Romo. And I'm sure you're tired of being asked about the hit, but my question for you is, was that the biggest hit of your career?
No. I honestly didn't think it was too big of a hit. You know, I think the way he landed was just a little bit wrong, you know, and that happens. It's the game of football. But honestly, I think there was a play on the sideline when I came and pursued the ball on the running back, Joseph Randall, I'm pretty sure it was. And I think that was a bigger hit. So
during the course of the game, Kiko Alonso comes out injured. Michael Kendricks gets injured. Mm-hmm. Does the anxiety start building within you knowing I'm going to have to go in there and play?
It's excitement. You know, it's what you've worked for. You prepare like you're going to play. And then when your number's called, you actually get the chance to go out there. You know, my mindset was just have fun. You know, you're getting thrown in there, yes, but at the same time, you've worked this entire offseason. You know, you're here for a reason. And, you know, I truly believe that. I truly believe I'm here for a reason. And, you know, that's just the way it happens. It's the game of football. People go down, and when your number's called, you got to be ready.
So this Sunday, you'll probably have more playing time against the New York Jets. When you sit at night and you kind of daydream a little bit about the game, what's the type of play that you envision making?
Yeah, man, it's for me, it's reading the line and reading the run play. It's a run play. And it's just seeing the back and being able to mirror the back and, you know, meeting in the hole and you know, pushing that, you know, getting a good, solid hit on that running back, you know, pushing him back and getting up excited.
It's not an interception. It's just a nice big play against Chris Ivory.
Just a clean play. You know, I love the flow of football. You know, being a linebacker, my position. You know, you got to understand the flow and how the offense works. And you know, when something works out clean, it's a good feeling. Obviously, you want to get the sack, you want to make the big play, but you know, those clean plays are what I love.
So you have D'Amico Ryans helping you out. He's been called by Chip Kelly as the Mufasa of the Eagles' defense.
Yeah.
So there's been some comparisons between you and him. Does that make you Simba?
You know, honestly, I've gotten that a couple times.
Really?
Bo Allen is actually the one who's kind of pushing it a little bit, nickname, but it hasn't stuck yet.
So you grew up in a lot of different places. I believe you were born in Colorado. You lived in Indiana, mm-hmm. South Carolina, mm-hmm. Ohio as well.
Yeah.
What made you want to go to Texas to play for the Longhorns?
I think that's what you just said. You know, I've become so accustomed to change.
But how does Texas come into the mix?
Texas, you name a bigger school in the South. You know, it's the University of Texas. There's so much prestige. There's, you know, so much tradition. School, the university, you know, the city of Austin. You know, everything there is growing. You know, and it's, you know, there's not very, you know, there's not a lot of colleges out there that are in a location like that with that type of prestige. And, you know, so for me, it was just the whole package, you know, football, obviously, but everything that came with it.
Tough to watch the team nowadays?
It's tough. I have a lot of faith in Coach Strong. You know, he is a great coach. You know, and if there's anybody who's going to get it back on track, it's him.
Jordan Hicks, our guest this week on Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. Best of luck down the line, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new Pumpkin Cheesecake Square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Your best defense against prostate cancer is early detection.
Prostate cancer shows no symptoms in its earliest stages when it's more treatable.
Talk to your doctor about whether screening is right for you. It could be your most important defensive play of the year.
Schedule your appointment today. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW or visit jefferson.edu/prostate to learn more.
Make a smart play. Talk to your doctor about screening.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50, and bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We're back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time to talk a little Eagles-Jets from a matchup standpoint. I've got two. Chris has got two. You go first.
Oh, I get to go first here?
You go first.
Thank you so much. This is a very delicious matchup here. I'm looking at the Eagles offense schematically. Chip Kelly, Pat Shurmur, what are they going to do to game plan going against Todd Bowles, who you know is going to bring the heat? I believe it's one of every two defensive plays where the Jets are going to send the house at the Eagles. So what does Sam Bradford do? What do the Eagles do from a protection standpoint? And look, we understand that the rushing offense still has not produced these first couple of games. Do the Eagles change anything? Maybe from a blocking standpoint, you really can't just kind of throw everything out at this point because of everything you've worked up to this point. So maybe do you flex the tight ends out wide? Do you have a four receiver set? Maybe do you offer some different looks here to kind of maybe force the Jets to take someone out of the box, okay? We hear about how the Eagles have to run against a six-man box. Well, maybe put an extra receiver out there, whether it's a Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, maybe Trey Burton, and maybe force the Jets to send someone else out there to maybe make it a little bit easier up front.
All right, I'm going to take it from a more individual standpoint and start with center Jason Kelce, who this week stepped up and said, I'm not playing very well, and I played poorly against the Dallas Cowboys, so I expect a big effort from Kelce, and it's going to require a huge effort against the Jets 3-4 front. Muhammad Wilkinson and his tremendous effort. He's a former Temple player. And then Leonard Williams, their first-round pick, the sixth pick overall in the draft. They're the two defensive ends. Damon Harrison, the defensive tackle. It's a tall assignment for Kelce. And really, his strength has been getting into the second level and blocking linebackers. Hasn't been able to do that. Let's see how the Eagles free him up and see how Kelce responds in tough times. And no doubt about it, for the Eagles front, it is tough times.
All right, let's talk about the Jets defense. I'm going to look at Jordan Hicks, who we already talked about earlier in the show, going against running back Chris Ivory. Chris Ivory a little banged up going into this matchup. He's not at full health. But what will the Jets do with a stout offensive line to try to test the rookie linebacker? He's going to be a little green, so to speak, and I'm not just talking about the midnight green jersey that he'll be wearing. I'm just talking about the inexperience. How will they take advantage of that? I thought Hick handled himself well in his debut from a defensive standpoint against the Dallas Cowboys in both the run and the pass game. Chip Kelly has said that he's a true three-down linebacker, but I expect the Eagles to fully test him, and that's not the only player who will be tested. You look at cornerback Byron Maxwell, and it's another week and another big physical receiver, Dave.
Yeah, and that's my second matchup. It's Byron Maxwell. The prize of the Eagles' free agency class has been more down than up, I would say, these first two games of the regular season. Now he will get a long look at a big body in Brandon Marshall. Physical veteran, knows how to use his body to separate, goes up and gets the football well. I actually think it's a good matchup for Maxwell in the sense that he's physically better against those taller, thicker receivers rather than the small, quicker receivers. So I'm looking for Byron Maxwell to bounce up big time against the Jets and have himself a good football game and get the secondary back on track. The Eagles allowing five passing plays of 20-plus yards in week one. just two last week against the Cowboys.
That's an important note that everyone wants to know about the explosive plays. So coming up, that's one message or one number that we've looked at. We're going to look at a bunch of other numbers that you need to know before Sunday's matchup against the Jets. It's our stats-only feature coming up right after this break here on Eagles 360.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
You need more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We've talked in theory about the football game. Now time to take a look at the numbers side of things. And where we're going to go now is to our Eagles stats-only package with the great Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios. I'm Alex Smith, and this is week three of Stats Only, where we go beyond the box score and tell you everything that you need to know about the Eagles matchups. Today, we take a look back at Dallas before moving on to the New York Jets. And we'll start things off by taking a look at some of the solid defensive numbers put up by the Eagles in the first 2 weeks. While the Eagles' offense hasn't clicked just yet, the defense has been able to play together and put up some impressive numbers. The bend but don't break mentality of the defense is evidenced by the unit allowing just one red zone touchdown in five opportunities. The Eagles' red zone percentage of 20% is tied for the second best mark in the league, trailing only the Denver Broncos and New York Jets. The defense has also seen a noticeable jump in third down percentage as compared to last season, allowing opponents to convert on just 32% of third downs, the ninth best mark in the league. The Eagles' red zone defense will once again need to be at their best on Sunday as they face a Jets offense that has been one of the most efficient red zone units in the league, thanks to a powerful running game and two very physical wide receivers. With savvy quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick at the reins, the Jets have capitalized on six of their nine red zone opportunities in 2015. Their 67% red zone percentage is tied with the Eagles and Falcons for the ninth best conversion rate in the league, and their 100% goal-to-go percentage is tied for the league best. Jets running back Chris Ivory has two red zone touchdowns on the season, and wide receivers Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker have each hauled in one red zone touchdown in each of the Jets' first two games. While the Jets' talented duo of wide receivers has been a key part to their red zone success as of late, the Eagles have also been developing their very own red zone weapon over parts of the last two seasons as Jordan Matthews continues to prove that he can be a go-to player in this Eagles offense. After getting adjusted to the speed and physicality of the NFL level, second-year wide receiver Jordan Matthews has turned up his playing level. Over the last 16 games, Matthews has recorded 80 catches for 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. He's also led the team in receptions in each of the last three games. The Vanderbilt product has recorded at least 6 grabs in each of the last three contests, and he could become just the 6th player in team history to do so in 4 straight games, with Brent Celek being the most recent Eagle to accomplish the feat, doing so in 2009. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. Be sure to join us here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, thanks, Alex. Dave, we've looked at the matchups. We've delved into the key numbers. It's going to be time for our final thoughts, and that's coming up next on the final segment of Eagles 360 as we get you ready for this battle between the Eagles and the Jets.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
Do you have what it takes to win big? All you have to do is convert a field goal from the 20-yard line, and you could win $10,000 plus $10,000 for the school of your choice. Learn more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Santander. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, Eagles 360. Some final thoughts as we get closer to game time, Eagles and the Jets. First things first, though, our game plan crew taking a break and looking at one of the fine young defensive tackles, ends 3-4 dominant player in this league, Mike Quick and Ike Reese on Muhammad Wilkerson.
All right, Mike, our scouting report brings us to the all-pro defensive tackle, Temple grad, Muhammad Wilkerson. 6'5", 320 pounds. You're not going to find many big men like Muhammad Wilkerson with the agility that he has. You watch him get off the ball here versus the run. Does a great job of pressing the line of scrimmage. He's in the backfield, uses his hands to shed the blocker and make this tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Big guy with a lot of power, and he watches get off. He gets off the ball so quickly. And with that type of quickness getting off the ball, he's able to push the line of scrimmage back and get into the backfield. He's very disruptive.
Yeah, and Andrew Gardner is going to have the task of blocking him all game. You watch here, former Eagle Todd Harriman's. This run is going to be to the outside here. Muhammad Wilkerson's responsibility is this gap. Stay to this side. Does a nice job of keeping his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage. He bench presses Todd Harriman's. He's staying square to the line of scrimmage, and he's able to get off this block and make a tackle for loss to the front side of the play.
Yeah, the challenges don't get any easier for this offensive line. They're going against three great defenders in that front line for the Jets.
Yeah, you're watching versus the run. He does an outstanding job, but this big man is just as effective against the pass. You're going to watch him again here. Todd Harriman's up front, gives him a nice move to the inside, and he never stops. His motor does not stop, doesn't quit on the play. He doesn't get the sack here, but right. He certainly forces Andrew Luck to get rid of this ball on a little dump off.
Well, and even with Harriman getting a little bit of a chip from the back coming out of the backfield, he still pushes his way to the quarterback and affects the throw.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that plays with strength, he plays with power, he plays with speed, he's relentless to the football. Eagles offensive line is going to have to do a great job figuring out where number 96 is lined up before every snap.
Thanks so much, guys. Chris, we're almost there. What do you think?
Look, the Pope is in Philly this weekend. You know, you need a little bit of divine intervention. The Eagles are playing at the Meadowlands, a place of miracles. To me, it just is all coming together. I understand at the top of the show we talked about how could the Eagles shock the world. To me, the Eagles need to get back to the basics, get back to the strong running game that was prevalent in the first 2 years of Chip Kelly's tenure, and they will be able to take care of business. Their offense, the Jets' offense, doesn't scare me, especially if they're not going to have Eric Decker, who takes care of a lot of those underneath routes. I think the Eagles' defense will be able to do their job. The question is, can that offensive line, understanding that in their words it's a must-win game, come up and step tall to the task going against the Jets' defense?
I'm
going
to be much more simple than that. I just want to see the Eagles get off to a really good start. It's been tough to watch this team through the first quarter of each of the first two games. Very little going offensively, just a couple of first downs. One by penalty last week against the Cowboys. Just one first down in the first quarter. I mean, that's just unacceptable. You cannot establish tempo if you're not on the field. So I'm just looking for the Eagles to get off to a good start, and I think if they can have a lead early, that'll change the whole complexion of things. Instead of playing from behind, let's see this team get off early and make the Jets do just that. So we'll find out. We've got complete coverage for you on Sunday, of course, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, our kickoff show with Chris and Joe DeCamera at 12:30. And then we go through all the way to the halftime show and the post-game show
presented by Rico.
And you're going to be solo on that.
Yes, it looks like I'll be solo, but you know what?
I'll call you from New York after the win.
Call me from New York. Right. We'll be celebrating the Eagles' victory.
I like that optimism.
See?
For Chris McPherson, Dave Spadaro, thanks for watching. Have yourselves a great Eagles' day.